All right, this is Thursday, September 18th, 2014, Traffic Council. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Bill Paley, I'm the Director of Transportation. I am acting as the chair tonight for tonight's meeting. We also have at the table Sergeant Jay Babcock and Alicia Wilson and Alderman Jay Zaccone. So there are two items on tonight's agenda. We'll get right into it. First item, TC 57-14, which is William Paley, Director of Transportation, requesting to reduce the length of the existing bus lane along Eldridge Street in front of the Underwood Elementary School and extend existing parking restriction. So I've got a PowerPoint presentation here. It's really brief, a few slides. I'm just going to walk you through it. Here is an overall picture of the project, Eldridge Street, showing the Underwood School. And this is the bus stop that we're discussing, which is about 140 feet long currently, and it's directly in front of the Underwood School. And what we're proposing is to, because there's only one bus that that's used, that stops there on a daily basis, and I think one other small van, we decided or agreed that the length of that bus stop is too long, and that we could actually shorten up the distance and actually increase parking along that street. This is just a photo showing the length of the bus stop in front of the school on Eldridge. Just another shot getting a little bit closer, showing the width of it and the length of it as you approach Vernon. So what we're proposing is to shorten it up about 50 feet and directly in front of the school. We've had a meeting with Regina Moody, as well as Sergeant Babcock was out there as well, and the transportation engineer for the city. And we all concurred that we could probably do this, shorten it to 50 feet, and recover, even though I'm showing four spots here, to actually about five spots on that stretch. So there is the parking restriction on the west side of the street is a three-hour limit currently, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is from about 50 feet from Elmwood Street, southerly about 210 feet, and then from there on in to the bus stop, it's actually, the restriction is on that side is prohibited, parking's prohibited from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. On the and then I list some other restrictions here, but I think what's really only appropriate is what's the restriction on that street. So what we're proposing is to extend that restriction from Elmwood to the new bus stop location, and either carry that same restriction or the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or to change it to 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And what I'm recommending is we carry that restriction 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. to discourage or carry that same parking restriction that's common throughout that throughout Eldridge Street. So I'm going to open that up to discussion to the committee.
Pretty straightforward.
I went out there and looked. Actually, we're gaining spots when there's only one need for a bus. So why restrict bus access to that whole area when we only need one spot?
Right.
Principal's fine with it. Regina's fine with it, so
open up some spaces for teachers too.
Teachers or the neighborhood.
Right.
So the neighborhood gains five spaces.
I'm older.
Any discussions outside of us?
Yeah.
I think these folks are for Linwood and Cross.
I'm actually a teacher in Underwood, and my principal wanted me to come to tonight's curriculum night there, so I couldn't be there. I wanted to come here for 2 weeks, obviously, because of Linwood Ave. But
Linda, can you just give your name and address, please?
Linda Roth, 224 Linwood Ave, Newton, and I also work at Underwood School. So I talked with Catherine, the principal, and just to clarify, there are two school buses that do come, but they come at different times, and there is a smaller minivan that's also part of the. And she's way definitely okay with the shortening of the bus lines, but she just wanted me to reiterate that Underwood School now has 83 school staff members and 10 after-school staff members, so that's 93 staff people. But there are only 19 legal spots in our back parking lot. If we do it illegally, we can get in 25. But she wants, and she just wants to state that she's definitely okay with this. She would like those spots to be designated to staff.
Thank you. Duly noted. I also want to note for the record that we also met with Kathleen, the principal, and she's aware of this change that we're proposing and supports it as well. I concur with that. But I do would like to see the, I am recommending that 4:30 to 6:30, no parking, 4:30 to 6:30, or parking with that restriction so that we can encourage or discourage commuter parking there, but it provides some additional parking for the Underwood staff. Any other discussion? Anyone else in the audience? Motion's been moved.
Second.
No, you have to second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's four. We have it. Second item is TC 56-14, which reads, William Paley, Director of Transportation, requesting to revise the existing 4-hour parking restriction along Linwood Avenue from Craft Street to Broadway Street to include specific hours. So I just want to summarize. I've got a couple of slides here as well. In May of this year, the Planning Department proposed to change Section 6 of the TPR along Linwood Avenue from a 2-hour limit school days both sides from Craft Street to Broadway to the following. And they changed it to a 2-hour limit school days both sides from Craft Street to Melville Avenue. This slide here shows the limit from along Linwood from Craft Street to Broadway.
There's already signs up there that got a 2-hour limit.
Their signs are already up there that show, yeah. That's correct, right. So they're already up. So it was approved through Traffic Council and we installed the signs already.
Well, so, not all the signs say 2-hour parking. This says
down in Melville they do.
Yeah, farther down, but not in this section closer to Crafts.
Right.
It just says
it's the school days.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is make it all consistent and relieve the neighborhood of all the stupidity of people parking there for 4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah, so the idea is that we've got permit parking on Nevada, but also we want to provide sufficient parking on school days for parents to drop off and to kind of
get them in and get them out. I don't want them parking there all day. It's not fair to, I don't know if these are all from Linwood, but it's not fair to the Linwood people.
Well, you got Nevada and you have Linwood and Broadway over here.
Yeah, so yeah. The whole intent is allowing them to park on Nevada or over there. Trying to get them off of Linwood. Again, they're guests from a different area of the city, and they don't know the area, so if we put the signs up, 2-hour parking limit, that helps. I think it helps the neighborhood where they're not getting whacked with all these visitors.
So this slide is showing that it's a 2-hour parking school days, so there really is no, I mean, they can pretty much park
yeah.
a 2-hour spot during the day, but we're recommending that we do something like an 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., something like that, on school days. Discussion.
Why don't you open up to the public first, what they have to say, and then we can talk about it.
Okay. I'm going to open up to the public if you guys have any comments.
If I could, yeah, Jimmy Spinoli, I'm 258 Linwood Ave. Jim, do we know, is the 2-hour parking on Broadway also?
This, as it encroaches by your house, there is, but there's nothing there. So what I'm trying to do is majority of Anger parents are coming in. I don't know if you see, but we're seeing that they're parking there for to stay at the school for a little while. So what I'm trying to do is get them over to Nevada where it's wider.
Sure.
It's not congesting. There's that industrial area over there. It's a little bit farther to walk for them, but. I'm trying to push them down where, if you can see the diagram where it says authorized parking, where the N is, I'm trying to get them down there by Churchill and get them off your street, because your street is getting overwhelmed by the Ed Center.
The other problem I have is some staff are parking on Broadway.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do is get to the principal to get them over to where they all belong. It's growing pains for you as a neighborhood with all this other stuff that's going on in your neighborhood, from all the parking from the Chinese school and all that other stuff, but I'm trying to get the car school people to stay in one specific area and stay there. You know, we're not tagging them, we're not tagging anybody right now, we're trying to give everyone a free ride just to get everyone on the same page. I'm trying to get them off Broadway, I'm trying to get them over to Nevada and show them that it's a smaller step to get to the school over to Nevada than it is by your house or Broadway, farther down Broadway.
Jimmy, where's your driveway, off Broadway?
My driveway's on Linwood.
It's on Linwood. Okay, so what are they doing? They're parking up on Broadway right up against your house there?
Yeah.
In the corner?
In fairness to the staff, I've talked to them and they had no problem parking on the other side of the street. I was just wondering if that was 2 hours, there's not a lot of signs.
Administratively, we can go up to how many feet there on
50.
The corner?
Up to 50 feet. We can actually have no parking here at the corner.
Intersection or a four-way intersection.
So from the corner of Broadway and Linwood, we could go back
50 feet down Broadway. Will that help you?
Well, that kind of doesn't help me because I park like that, does it?
Okay.
Don't want
to. We don't want
to. Well, we can go up to 50 feet. You don't have to do the total.
I think it's fine. In the long run, I have to get the
I think the whole process is another week we have another discussion with the principal trying to identify the cars that belong to the teachers. Again, pushing them over to Nevada.
That's going to help, yeah. It's going to help big time.
So the question I had is, when I spoke to one of the teachers that was parking there, she said it's only until the 18th or 19th when they get the permit. And I wasn't sure what that meant.
No, what it was, we told them in the summertime to come to us once they get their staff organized.
Yeah.
Whatever doesn't fit on the school property itself, we're putting on Nevada with placards and permits. And they can park in the authorized parking area. So we're trying to get them away from the neighborhood and on a one-street area. So as we've told the principal staff probably four times now, no one's getting tagged right now unless they're blocking the driveway, an HP curb cut, or a fire hydrant, or crosswalk. So everyone's not getting tagged unless it's a bad situation. And we're trying to tell them, go over to Nevada Street and find a parking space when you get your placard. So what I need from them is a copy of the license. There's an ID that's coming out of the school department and the registration. So we put the placard to the car so we know if they're blocking your driveway, we know it has a green placard, orange, purple, whatever it is. We know we can call the school up and say, okay, your staff is blocking whatever number of limit you're at, Jim. Move your car. So they're all getting the placards now. I don't know where they arbitrarily came up with the 18th and 19th. I have no idea. So I'm trying to tell them, get over to where you belong. Get out of the neighborhoods. We're not tagging anybody, but every school staff that parks on Nevada Street has to have a authorized placard. If you, after next week, if you're in the neighborhood and you're restricted in the time zone, you're going to get tagged $25. So it's a cheap, I'm not fixing tickets, I'm not doing anything. And if you're outside the time limit, that's why I told them, go to Nevada, that's where the free coverage is. So we've identified that, we've talked to the principal, Bill's talked to the administrative staff a couple times. So we created this pass for them, so they won't get tagged and they won't park in the neighborhood.
Next year.
Yeah. I think you got a young Spadoni over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name's also Jimmy Strong, 258 Road Ave. One of my concerns, Sergeant, though, is there enough parking on Nevada Street? Because it seems like it's already really tight over there without pushing it down. And I'm all for this movement, but it seems like there's not enough parking to accommodate the faculty, considering how small the lots are on car.
Well, we were told, someone from Bill's office, David Kosis, met with the principal, and we were told how many spaces, parking spots they needed. So we calculated on the lot, property itself, inside that restricted area between Nevada and Linwood to California, and then what we needed going back Nevada towards Watertown, and we picked up all those spaces, and then we added four more spaces as extra staff that come in maybe in between to help out certain students. So we calculated it goes right up to Churchill Street, so we figured the number of spaces what they gave us, and that was the number we put up, then we added four extras just in case. for additional staff that went either way. So, I mean, again, it's a work in progress. We don't think it's all going to be perfect the first 3 or 4 weeks, that this school is a transitional school for the next 20 years. So we're trying to get it done within the 2 month span when it gets here. So life is normal for everyone in the neighborhood, and if the next school comes in, we already have a plan in place. So it's a learning process for us, because we might underestimate how many cars we need. There might be more staff that doesn't want to go on the property, they want to come in. So we have to talk to the principals, reminding them that put as much as you can on the property, that's where they belong, not on the street. And again, if they don't have the placard by next week sometime, probably by October 1st, they're going to start getting $25 tickets. They won't be parking on the street. So I don't have the perfect answer for you, but I'm trying to give you as much information that we have, that we're trying to plan it. We've talked, we made conversation, we calculated, we added forks and spots. I mean, I don't know much more we could do.
We've been very creative. Mm-hmm. Very creative. And so far,
can I just say one more thing? So I'm Linda Ross from 224 Linwood Ave again. And we're right before Nevada Street, so it's congested. There's a lot of cars there. The only problem we have is trash day. How do you get your trash barrels to get picked up if cars are parked in front of your house? Our houses were, you know, two family houses. We have two and three cars. You know, somebody leaves, you pull out in front. You can't do that, so you pull it back in. But somebody else parks in, they're in front of your trash barrel. I don't know if anybody else has had those, but that consideration, will they take your trash barrels? Are they going to come out and get them? Should we keep them in the street? I don't know.
Lynn, you know what I do? I put mine out the night before.
Yeah.
And it blocks it.
But in the street?
I put them right in the street.
Okay. And the other part was, then we put them on the end of our driveway, so nobody can use them, but...
That's what I do. I roll them right to the end of the street. You know what? You can still fit a car there. There's only, you know, I got two families, so I got four barrels.
Right.
Two here, two there. I'm courteous about it, but I'm putting them out of my trash can.
Right.
You know?
Right. We don't want them leaving us behind, so.
Thank you.
We're not going to have to start
like
putting chairs and stuff
on. No.
Welcome to Southie.
No, we don't want that.
Any more discussion between us? I mean, it's pretty straightforward, guys. I mean, it's not a lot to talk about, you know?
Right.
It's additional parking. It's getting them off of, like, Broadway over there.
I got to get them off the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think you, no disrespect to you, but I don't think you need this aggravation constantly every week. Where you're calling us and saying, what's we're doing?
Phone call's been better.
I know, but I'm saying that it's going to be a 20-year transition, so why should you have 20 years worth of hell?
All right.
So I know there's bumps in the road now, but let's, you know, we realize it was an oversight, so now we're trying to correct it. If we have to put more restrictions, we put more restrictions.
I think, you know, it's growing pains.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know.
Is everybody okay with the time restriction?
Yeah, I think it works.
You work for the teachers?
Yeah. Okay. Leave Jimmy's house alone over on Broadway.
Well, we can take a look at that corner as well. Just, I mean, as a side note, we can take a look at that.
I think it's all going to work out. Like I said, it's the same person parking all the time. Mm-hmm. She's going to park across the street. So.
Great.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Yeah.
So moved. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. 4-0. That's it, those are items.
Okay.
Yep. We're adjourned.
Did the first one already?
So moved.